Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by Bill Goldberg, William Regal, Wahoo McDaniel, Bobo Brazil, Davey Boy Smith, Terry Gordy, and Kane. They all said this was the best podcast. So if they said it, it must be true. Let's shout out everyone in the chat who tuned in live today. Every Friday we do this podcast. Right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. Feeble, ShamWow, OG Mickey, Face Theo, Iri Caveman, Keith Plays, Feeble, ShamWow, OG Mickey, Vulgar Tech, Zippy Neat, Shredded Chain, Striped Shirt, a Samurai, Infamy, and of course the famous iBook Boy UK. I appreciate you guys for tuning in live. I don't want to be here. I'm not feeling good. I'm just being fake right now. I'm just a fake-ass motherfucker right now. At about noon, just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. No, I woke up, got a little bit of a headache. Oh, I went to the bar last night. Oh, it was Thanksgiving. I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that we have a podcast. I'm thankful my computer works for now. I'm thankful for this water that I'm drinking. I'm thankful for this headache. Because guess what? I could have gotten a car accident and died. And then what would I have to be thankful for? Nothing. I'd be dead. But you know what? If I was dead, I wouldn't have to do this podcast. So you know what? There's a silver lining in everything. I appreciate all you guys for tuning in. I think it's going to be a bit of a short podcast because nothing interesting happened in the news. I'm going to tell you guys what happened in my life this week. We're going to try to read some local news articles, but we're probably going to just be not entertaining at all. Right? Right. Good. You guys are here for the ride. So, for Thanksgiving, this was great. The night before Thanksgiving, I was on the computer. I was streaming video games. I said, all right, good night, everybody. Have a good night. Close down my fucking streaming software. Sit back. I start watching another streamer, because that's usually what I do. I raid after we finish streaming. We raid another channel and then watch them for a little while. Pretty regular shit on Twitch anyways. I'm watching that, and my computer goes, pop! Like a balloon just popped. So much of a balloon poppage that the dog ran out of the room. He was scared. I'm like, whoa, what was that? Still don't know what it was because computer works fine, I guess, for now, unless this podcast gets fucked. But everything seems fine, whatever. So I go to sleep and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, fuck, I got to get this computer figured out because I got to edit tomorrow. I got to get all my shit ready. Computer is like how I do all my work. So I say, fuck it. My girlfriend wakes up at like 8 in the morning. I get up. I'm like, fuck it. You know what? I'll get up early. That way I can get all this computer shit done. I'm researching, trying to see what might be broken. I take the computer apart. I try to see if there was any capacitors exploded. It wasn't. Everything's fine. No overheating. Whatever. I check it out. 8 in the morning. Okay, fuck it. I do my editing. I say, you know what? I'm awake. I'll do my editing. Do my editing. Everything works fine. 10 in the morning. I say, you know what? I'll take a short nap. Because it's Thanksgiving. And my friend Rye Dog always invites me over to his family's house for Thanksgiving. So I'm like, okay, cool. I got to be there at 2 p.m. That should be easy, right? I'll take a two-hour nap. I'll get up at noon. I'll get ready. I'll get prepared, get what I need, and then I'll go over there and have fun. Cool. Set my alarm. Set alarm for 2 hours. Okay, cool. 2 hours. Phone just said, psych, bitch. So I just slept until 3, like an idiot. 3 in the fucking afternoon. I wake up. I go, oh shit, I missed Thanksgiving. Perfect. Excellent, Steve. Cool. Ninja Lifestyle misses Thanksgiving. Great. Outstanding. So I jump in the car, drive over there, whatever. Oh, man. I get over there. Everyone's cleaning up. I barely get some fucking mashed potatoes, which was great. You know what, dude? Turkey, ham, pretty much everything that they serve on Thanksgiving, overrated. Why? Why do we do that? First off, for breakfast, I didn't even tell you guys this. For breakfast, I had a drumstick, you know, like a chicken leg of a turkey. Motherfucker, what type of deformed animal? It's supposed to be one bone, right? If you guys ever had like a drumstick of a chicken leg or something, you bite it and go, okay. And then you eat around the bone, and then there's a little nub on each side, and you go, okay, chicken wing's done. This fucking turkey had 15 fish bones coming out of it. It was like a cactus. I'm eating a goddamn fucking cactus. Just bone spurs every direction. This turkey must have been an Olympic fucking runner and it had broken its thigh 15 times and just never healed correctly. Because this fucker had so many little bones in it. And I bought a turkey leg like a couple months ago. Same thing. What the fuck? What are they doing to these turkeys to give them so many bones in their leg? Just nothing but just a spider, like a sea urchin. Fucking terrible, man. I don't understand it. I don't like it. Also, dry bullshit fucking animal. Why are we still breeding turkeys? They do nothing but gobble and taste like shit and dry up. Bullshit. You know what we should be doing? Turkey soups. If there was a way to make a turkey soup or like turkey chili, why don't we do that for Thanksgiving? Why are we still eating these shit fuck birds? And then ham? Oh, terrible. Oh, speaking of food, man, my friend Kevin, he might be in the chat room right now. He brought me some pork chops from his job the other day. Holy shit, you ever ate a brick? You ever just went outside and just ate rocks? This was the worst goddamn pork chop maybe in all of mankind. It was fucking terrible. Lily fucking looked at it. She said, nah, hell no. I took a bite out of it. That shit said, crunch, a one, a two, a three. Shit, man. He gave me some mashed potatoes and gravy. This gravy was straight black. They just served me some fucking road tar on top of the mashed potato. It tasted good, though. It tasted good. I'm from this weird generation where gravy should be a certain hue of brown. Maybe even light brown. Light brown, dark brown, that's cool. Not black. Holy shit, black gravy, man. Crazy. I think I've seen red gravy, too. What the fuck are y'all doing in the world? No one wants red shit on their fucking mashed potatoes, unless it's a little, like, crushed red pepper, maybe. Hey. Oh, food, dude. Bunch of bullshit fucking food. What were we even talking about? Thanksgiving. Okay, fuck it. I get to the fucking Thanksgiving thing. We show up. My friends are all Cowboys fans. Cowboys were playing, fuck, I don't even know the other team, dude. I don't know shit about football. But Cowboys got their fucking asses kicked. It was the worst. Everyone's, like, bummed out on Thanksgiving. I show up late. There's a dog there that just starts barking at me, pissing me off. Man, pretty typical Thanksgiving, if you ask me. Some kids were there staring at me. Like, I hate fucking kids that just stare. There's two types of kids in the world. Some of them just fucking stare at you weirdly, and the other ones go, hi, want to play catch? Want to play with my ball? Check out my new toy? Something like that. Thanksgiving, typical ass fucking day. Anyways, let's do a trivia question. First one, two, answer the trivia question correctly. Gets a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. This is the only podcast in the world that gives away free Ninja Lifestyle sticker packs. You guys want a chance to win one? Answer the question first. We're having some connection issues also, so I'm sure that this is going to be completely fucked anyways. All right, here's the question. You guys have heard of Mick Foley, American professional wrestler. Well, all you have to do to win the sticker pack is name two of his multiple personalities. He had a lot of different names as a wrestler. Mick Foley, he got really famous. My favorite Mick Foley moment is when this fool got thrown off the top of the cage by the Undertaker. Holy shit. This fool fell like eight stories, landed on a flimsy-ass table. If I remember right, I think he knocked his own teeth out and they like came out of his nose. What the fuck? Is that real? I think there's a photo of that somewhere. Feeble ShamWow says, Cactus Jack and Mankind, you are correct. I would have also accepted Dude Love. I would have even accepted fucking Mr. Socko. Also, Cactus Sack. This guy was on, like, a little-known fact that only I know. This fool was on, like, Insane Clown Posse Wrestling. They had their own wrestling back in the... Maybe they still do have it. I don't know. They had Insane Clown Posse Wrestling. And this fool was on that shit. And his name was Cactus Sack. I think it was Cactus Sack. Or maybe they just... You know what? Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Whatever. Feeble ShamWow is the winner of the sticker pack. Talk to me in a DM, and I will get these stickers delivered to you free of charge if you live in America. If you don't live in America, then fuck you. Am I right? Okay, let's go ahead to read the fucking news. What do we got here? Copper wire theft. Oh, no. These tweakers steal copper wire. They sell it, and they make money, and they fuck off everything. First off, dude, it shouldn't be this easy to steal from the fucking city. Right? These guys went to a bunch of traffic poles in the middle of the broad daylight and just stole a bunch of shit and no one fucking batted an eye. But if I go jaywalk, I'm getting pulled over immediately. Great. All right, let's read. Mike Halverson co-owns Breakneck Gear, a business that makes custom socks, masks, and other products. Who gives a fuck? His shop is near Wyoming Avenue and Industrial Road, an area that suspected copper wire thieves just hit. Police said two men ripped wire out of a light pole in the middle of the day. Not everybody's a bad person, but there's other people who are out here doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. He said behind the shop, copper wire covering is scattered all over the ground. He said people tie the wiring to a fence or dumpster and strip the copper, strip the cover off of the wire to sell it. You see them out there with a knife cutting off the housing on the wire. This guy said he's seen it happen twice in the last couple of days and estimates it happens 7 to 10 times a month. He recalled recently seeing a man out back for 3 hours peeling the cover off of a large stack of copper wire. What a fucking idiot. It looked like they had a whole spool of wire, and it wasn't on the spool. They just had a ton of wire. They'll come here in their grocery cart. They push it here. Whatever. Okay, people steal shit. How is this news? One homeless person who asked not to be identified said a plumbing company will dump excess copper pipes in a dumpster, and he'll collect it to sell it. But he doesn't make much money off it. Okay, bitch, that's definitely not true. No one just dumps that shit. You steal it. Okay, you go to a fucking construction site and you fucking steal it. Piece of shit. Another person who also said don't use his name, said he, quote, finds scrap iron and other metal products and sells them because he lost his job during the pandemic and the extra money helps him survive. Oh, he lost his job. No, you're addicted to meth and heroin. Can we just, like, that's why you guys don't want your name to be used. Because you don't want your family member or your brother or whatever scrolling through this article and being like, oh, shit, he's still on heroin? Damn, that sucks. And he's doing news articles now. He's out there sucking dick for money and copper. Okay, that's the news. Great. Great fucking podcast. Great fucking article. Also in the news, Atomic Liquor closed down. Who cares? Some bar that we all like to go to, fucking close down. Okay, that's the news. Great fucking podcast, idiot. Oh, I hate this shit. This is going to be a 20-minute podcast. I'm about to be over this fucking shit. Okay, let's see here. I had an epiphany the other day of how nice life could be. Okay, close your eyes for a minute. Let's pretend there's no pandemic. And let's just pretend that you're a happy little bug. Just bugging around, six legs, a little insect, little feelers on your head, like an ant. You're just walking around, just having a good old day. Oh boy, nice weather we're having. Oh shit, I don't feel like this weather anymore. I think I'll go in my anthill and I'll take a nap for a little while. Okay, cool, I'll come out. Maybe I'll find a little ball or something and push it back to the nest. And oh, maybe I'll go fuck the queen for a little while. That sounds fun. Cool, and I'll walk over here. Imagine being a fucking ant. Oh, you hit the jackpot. You find a stolen piece of copper and you sell it. No, you find a fucking ice cream. You just find a spilled ice cream. Holy shit. Could you imagine just looking at this thing towering over you? Just, oh, la, la, la. Fucking amazing, dude. That's what I want out of my life. I want to be that ant and I want to have that ice cream. I'm telling you guys right now. That's, you know what would happen for me? I need to win about $500,000. Or, you know what, if there's anyone out there, any rich people want to donate, I only need about $500,000. My life would be complete. It'd be over. I'd be that ant. You know what? If I can't do it, I hope you guys do. I hope somebody hits $500,000, man. It's weird that this this week we don't have one of those articles that says people winning money. But speaking of winning money, I think it was Tuesday we went to the bar. I actually streamed this. I forgot until right now. We streamed it. I'm playing my regular Keno game. I'm actually playing some high stakes. 25-cent Keno instead of 5-cent Keno. Playing some high stakes, man. I'm going for it. I'm trying to make some big money. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm about to hit $200. I kept being like one away. $200. Oh, shit. Almost. $200. Oh, shit. Almost. $200. Oh, shit. Almost. Never got it. I look over to my right. Lily goes, oh, my God. I go, what? $1,700, man. Boom. She hit $1,700. It's nice, man. I sound salty. I sound bitter. I sound angry. I'm not. I'm happy for anyone around me that wins money. I'm happy for anything positive that happens to any person. But I'm sitting there. I'm like, what? That's crazy. I'm over here struggling to get $200. All I wanted was to get my $200. I'd be like, oh, cool. Cool. $200 would be nice. That's all I need. Nope. Fail. Fuck. Shit. Nothing. Broke. I'm broke, motherfucker. And then she hit $1,700. That being said, she pays a lot more bills than me. Not like bills that, for the house, but like she has like debt that she has to cover. So that's good. She earned it. She deserved it. That's nice. She was also in kind of like in a bad mood. One wins the money, good mood, right? We always say like, oh shit, fucking money's not everything. Money's not. Okay, that's weird because every time someone's in a bad mood and I see them win money, they become in a good mood. That's weird. All the stress of having money. Oh, it sounds terrible. More money, more problems. Yeah, fucking right. Fuck you. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Then right after that, my friend Ward, he just got off work. He sits down and goes, ah, I guess I'll spend, 40, 60 bucks. I'll just sit down and spend it. Boom. Hits 800. So 17 on my left, right? Lily's on my right. Ward's fucking five seats to the left. Lily, 1700. Ward, 800. Me, negative 100. Perfect. Whatever. That's life. Oh, what else do I got here on my topic? So my computer popped. I don't know what it was. Could be anything. I got a backup video card. I got a backup power supply. I need to upgrade this shit. My computer's fucking 7 years old. Next topic, and probably my final topic, motherfucker. I can't do this shit. I'm not in the mood. In-N-Out. Here's the thing. They just opened an In-N-Out in Colorado. I heard there was people out there waiting 14 hours so that they could get a double-double. If you guys haven't had In-N-Out, it's delicious. Fresh produce, fresh lettuce, fresh sliced tomatoes. They slice the fucking... Oh, this is crazy. They make the french fries out of potatoes. Oh, it's crazy. 14 hours, they go there. It's great food, okay? That's what I'm saying. It's great food. Period. The end. It's great food. There's this weird thing that has been like... How do I explain this? Motherfuckers have like created this weird like conspiracy... That everyone's out here just sucking dick for fucking In-N-Out. That's not true. Listen to what I just said. It's great, great food. Great food, fair price, great customer service. I didn't say, glah, 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 greatest meal I've ever had in my life. No one's ever said that. It's never been said. Yet, the In-N-Out haters have created this fantasy that there's just people out there committing actual murders to get In-N-Out. It's never been like that. Okay, it's just good food, good quality. I said good. You know what? I'll even say great. But it's like they've been like, oh, it's the food of the gods. No one's ever said that. The only people that say that are people that hate it. So you know there's people out there with some weird fucking mental disability that are just out there like, I can't wait to wait 14 hours in line so that I can go get an In-N-Out burger, take a picture of it, and then put it on Twitter and say, this shit's overrated. Bitch, why are you... You waited in line for that shit. Your time. Like, that's what your time is worth. That's you. You're that person. Could you imagine? Oh, my God, dude. I've never heard anyone say, it's the greatest meal I've ever had in my life. It's never been said. But if you ask someone who hates In-N-Out, they will make up a fantasy. And they'll say, dude, I know a person... who thinks In-N-Out is the greatest food that ever existed. And I go, what's their name? And they go, Bob McJingle Fimer. That's his name. He exists. I know him in real life. He thinks In-N-Out's the greatest food meal he's ever had. Bob McFingle Fimer. That's my friend. That's my friend. I swear, I'm not lying. But I think it's overrated. I think it's overrated. Bob's wrong. He's a real person, you know. Fuck you. No one's ever said that. It's just... fucking food that tastes good. I get so sick of these fucking people all day long online. In-N-Out's overrated. No one rated it that fucking great. They just said it's great food. Really? If you eat it and you no one eats it and goes, blah, ugh, fresh fucking produce and a nicely cooked burger on a toasted bun. Blah, disgusting. No, bitch. It's a normal fucking food. I know what you fuckers eat, too. You shit talkers. Oh, my God. You probably have Cheeto residue on your fingers right now. Cheetos are overrated. Like, fuck you. Oh, I hate this shit. Oh, the rage is coming out. I don't get it, man. You know what, dude? It's funny to Texas people. Whataburger's way better. Motherfucker, the only reason you like that shit is because it's the only place open. Right? Everything tastes good when you're shit-ass fucking hammered at 2 in the morning. Yeah, I get it. You know there's people out there. No one says Denny's is overhyped. Man, I had Denny's the other day, dude. Didn't live up to the hype. First off, you're eating fucking actual trash. Made by a fucking prisoner. Okay? Yeah, no shit. Man. Fucking Volker just said those fuckers at In-N-Out make $100,000 if you're a manager. You want to know why? Because it's good quality food, fairly priced, fresh ingredients, good customer service. Surprise! Jesus Christ. Hate that shit. I just hate the hate. Too much hate. Too much hate. Rebate the hate. We need to come up with a t-shirt. After we make That's What the Fuck I Do. I told Asian John, since he's a great tattoo artist now, who's really good at script and letters. Psych, bitch, my shit's been infected for like 3 months. Pissing me off. Shitty fucking tattoo artist. That motherfucker, he did the tattoo with his bicep fucking pulsating, stabbing me over and over. Worst fucking, I've never had a rougher tattoo in my life. Fucking guy had no idea what he was doing. He did a Cactus Jack fucking powerbomb into my leg. I felt it go through my femur, came out through the wall, and a bus full of tourists all got tattoos through the metal fucking siding of their bus. Oh, shit. Whatever, man. Oh, I told him to draw me up some script for a t-shirt because I have a bunch of blank shirts. My friend Dave, who has done my shirts in the past, he'll help me get them printed. He has a little shop in his garage. And the shirt would simply say, "That's what the fuck I do." I think it'd be a cool shirt, kind of funny. The shirts are really comfortable. But here's the thing. When you write those letters down, they're not shaped right. That's what the fuck I do. They don't shape right. It's either like, "That's what the fuck," and then one lonely I, and then do at the bottom. It doesn't mesh well. So what we have to do is find some different fonts and be like, "That's what the fuck I do." Maybe some cursive, I don't know. Something like that. That's the plan, though. If anyone knows how to do letters, or if anyone wants to take a stab at it, go ahead and find a t-shirt template. Fucking draw it up and see if you can help in some way. I really don't care. Okay? But before I psychically predict what's going to happen, no, I'm not going to pay anybody to do this shit. To make words go on a shirt? Absolutely not. I get that shit all the time. Hey, if anyone wants to help me frame out this t-shirt. Oh, do I get $1,000? No, I'm going to sell these for $12, you fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? Whatever. No need for a picture, man. It's easier and cheaper to print if I just do one color. So, whatever. That's what I got. I'm going to continue fucking streaming. We're going to play some Mario and relax. But this podcast is a complete disaster. There's nothing I can do. But I take pride in the fact that I've only missed one podcast. In the past, like, 2 years, I've only missed one. So this one is just going to be a short one. I've always told you guys, short podcast, whatever. You know what? If you're watching live on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle, you have nothing to worry about because we're going to keep streaming and we're going to have fun. If you're watching this after the fact on iTunes, Podbean, or YouTube, you're a fuck ass and you don't get to see the second half. Why? Because you don't support me live. Send me some money, assholes. I need it. I need it. Everybody's got money, but except me. If you want to support the podcast, you can give me money, of course. I love that stuff. Love to spend it. Love to save it up. Or you don't have to send money. I don't fucking care. You can do something nice for me is just tell a friend about the podcast. Say, hey, I listen to this podcast. Don't listen to this episode because this one sucks balls. But the other ones are kind of funny. Whatever. That's all I got for you guys. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Stripe Shirt, Samurai, iBookBoy, Keith King, Infamy, iBookBoy, Captain Canuck, OG Mickey, Vulgar Tech, Feeble ShamWow, maybe a couple more people, man. Sorry for the short podcast, but I'm not in the mood for this shit. All right? Yesterday was Thanksgiving. Today is the day after Thanksgiving. I got some Black fucking Friday shopping to do, and I'm sick of this goddamn piece of shit podcast. I'll catch you guys next time. Mm. My friend says In-N-Out's the greatest thing he's ever tasted in his life. Duh.